views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Good evening and welcome to Tando Radio Show. My name is Scotty Reed. I'm in on this mic from behind these enemy lines. Dave is not with us right now. He sent me a text message asking me to go ahead and start without him. But of course, most of today's program will be Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis. And we already have him in queue. But before we get started, of course, please support the Black Talk Media Project, which is a U.S.-based media nonprofit, which manages Black Talk Radio Network, as well as btrcommunity.com, the social media community for the platform. I do want to apologize, as we've been having issues all day. Been getting a lot of traffic on Black Talk Radio Network, which has been causing me some problems. That's like a double-edged sword. It's good that lots of people are visiting Black Talk Radio Network, but because we have a limited budget and we have limited resources, that sometimes become a problem when we have these traffic spikes, and it makes it hard for people who are not on the site already to access the platform. And I was having those problems earlier today with Tanya Free and friends. But again, please support Black Talk Media Project. Then that way we can grow our budget and increase our resources so that we can make it a smoother experience and we don't have these bumpy rides that we have on certain days. Not complaining again. Glad so many people are accessing information on the platform, but if you're having problems, that's the reason why. We're just experiencing very, very high traffic right now. The other platforms are working just fine that are also on our server, so it is a traffic-related issue. Also, let me try to pull up some of the news stories of the day. I'm also having computer issues with my desktop, so I'm going to pull up these stories that Dave has posted for you in the news of the day. So I have my laptop, and I got those pulled up. So let me just share some information that Dave has posted, some of the stories, and then we'll go to Brother Davis, who will conduct Wise Wednesday with us. All right, so the first story is coming to you from the southfront.org. It says war in Yemen and geopolitical standoff in the Middle East. A quick excerpt says if you're, all right, that's not an expert excerpt. That's them asking for support. Because, yeah, a lot of these independent media platforms, I tell you, we can't exist if people don't support us financially. So let me pull up that article. It says that Yemen's Houthis fired a cruise missile towards a nuclear power plant under construction in Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates on December 3rd. The cruise missile was identified as a Sumer missile, an Iranian modified version of the Soviet-made KH-55 cruise missile with an operational range of 2,500 kilometers. Local Yemeni sources confirmed that the cruise missile did not hit the target, having crashed in the northern Yemeni province of Al-Jaf. So, anyway, what we're seeing here is just an escalation of military conflicts in that region of the world. Donald Trump made an announcement today, very reckless, that they were moving the U.S. embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, which has been a city that for over 1,000 years, has been occupied by many different people. And there's been many wars fought over that. And I just don't see the need to possibly tens of millions, if not 100 million or more, on a brand new embassy to put it in Jerusalem, when you know that all this is going to do is cause problems. It's going to cause confrontations to occur. It's going to cause innocent people to be killed. It just doesn't make any sense, logical sense whatsoever. Now, if you're one of those religious fanatics and what have you, then you might find some justification for this move. And I've been, you know, just observing people's different opinions on this. I was listening to this one channel I follow on YouTube, and he was saying that, and he's a pastor. I don't know what type of denomination, but he's a pastor. He has a YouTube channel. It's a black guy. And he was saying that, hey, this is marking the end of days, that this is what Donald Trump is doing. It's going to speed up the end of days that's talked about in the Bible. And saying that now the Son of Man, the Antichrist, will soon appear, and then Jesus is going to come back, and he's going to destroy all the English speaking nations of the world and all the Arab nations that have been engaged in the enslavement of people and what have you. So, you know, I don't like to mock people's beliefs, but just understand, everybody has their beliefs, and they base it off of whatever it is that they are consuming. So I'm not really going to get into that. I'm just saying the views are all over the place on Donald Trump announcing that he's moving the U.S. embassy and recognizing Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. But then at the same time, he's trying to say, but I believe in a two-state solution. Well, the Palestinians who were there before this current version of Israel was erected by the UN and the UK and the US, Jerusalem was their capital. So again, a lot of people are into their religious beliefs, and this is just going to lead to more bloodshed, in my opinion. So Yemen, that is a war that's being waged, some say, between Iranian proxies and Saudi Arabia. And so that's been going on for quite some time. Let me see, what's the next story? And again, we're having computer issues today, so please bear with us as we try to work through those. Prepare for nuclear disaster, Chinese on North Korea border told. And this is coming to you from the South China Morning Post. It says a state-run newspaper in northeast China published a full-page article advising local residents on how to cope with a nuclear attack, a sign of Beijing's concern about a possible disaster in the region. So I guess they're warning their citizens that y'all better prepare for possible nuclear war between North Korea and the United States. And if they hit anywhere close to our borders, you know, and they don't even have to be close to their borders, but, you know, that radiation can drift with the wind and what have you. So I guess that's what they're telling their people is, you know, you might want to Stock up on iodine tablets and locate your nearest bomb fallout shelters and just be prepared. So, I just think that Donald Trump's administration is really, really reckless. I think we reported yesterday they had a large military exercise the U.S. and South Korea did. And North Korea is taking that as threats. And who knows, North Korea might decide that, hey, an attack is imminent, so we're going to do our own preemptive strike and launch a nuclear weapon to target whoever it is they want to target. Let me see. I already told you about Trump talking about Jerusalem is Israel's capital. Again, United States never knows how to mind his own damn business, but, you know, it is what it is. The U.S. just upped the ante on simulated bomb runs on North Korea is a story that was shared. I think L.A. Ramon shared that one. Again, that's going back to what I was just speaking on in terms of the military exercises that South Korea and the United States are engaged in. All right, so let me check the board and see if Dave has joined us yet. Okay, Dave has not joined us. I'm not sure if he will be joining us, but we are going to go ahead and turn it over to Brother Davis for Wise Wednesday. Brother Davis.
Always good to hear the voice of a friend, Brother Scotty. I appreciate you, man. Good evening, brothers and sisters, and welcome to another Wise Wednesday. I hope you got your pencils and pieces of paper back out because I'm going to give you some facts tonight. And all of these facts play a role in everything Scotty just said. It's an interesting thing about being connected on several levels. You can get in a position where you can start putting the puzzle together. What do I mean by that? I mean that all through history there has been transformations. And these transformations have been consistent with what is called the astrological universe. So, tonight's show, we're going to give you an understanding of that process of the astrological universe. Now, why? Because you've been hearing me talk about universal laws and how these universal laws are directly related and how the planets, health is. Now, here's another catch. The planet is a universe, and if the planet's health is affected, then your health is affected because you are part of the universe. And there's timelines when this was actually foretold. Absolutely. So I don't want you to think that this stuff is happening by happenstance. This is actually falling in line with the timeline in which we are in. Okay, we actually are coming out, but we're moving in. But depending on the astrological person you're talking to, will give you a different degree of the time. Why? Because each age takes 2,100 years. Or should I say 2,160, to be exact. So, for an age to transform from one period to another period, there's a part of what's called the celestial input in this process, okay? Some scholars have claimed that the age of Pisces is the current age, and they believe it remains so approximately 600 years at that time. So that means that this has been written probably maybe 10 years ago. The vernal equinox points will move into the constellation of Aquarius, thus beginning the age of Aquarius. Now, the reason why I'm pointing this out to you is because we have been moving at a pace in which we don't really understand, because we get bits and pieces of knowledge, and Westernism doesn't allow us to do what other countries do. What do I mean by that? I mean that, well, take for instance China. In China, at one time, when a family had a specialty, that family did that specialty for generations upon generations. and they called them a Tao. So you might have the Tao of health, or the Tao of life, or the Tao of plants, or the Tao of water. But these were teachings that over great periods of time reached certain conclusions to be able to pass on, so that the past identifications can be compared to the present identification. I hope you got all that, because I'm going to tell you, really, I find this very fascinating. And why I find it fascinating is because now we are moving into the age of Aquarius. So to give you a quick understanding, let me go into giving you a little synopsis of the Piscean age, the Piscean age. Now, the reason why I wanted to do that is because the age of Pisces, which are the traits of making room for the new age, are going to point out things that happened during that era of time, that 2160, but that 2160 years. Now, what that was the age of fit. Now, what do you mean by the age of fit? Literally, we wanted to do things to fit in. So when the organizations were developed, instead of standing outside of that organization to make a statement, we would try to fit in to that organization. And in order to try to fit into that organization, it was a little uncomfortable for us. We had to do things, okay? Now, if we look at that age, we would look at how the history has told us that first was gunpowder. And it was a tool, just a toy. It was a novelty to the Asians who first discovered gunpowder. But as time developed and that knowledge had passed around certain areas of gravitation, that knowledge was transformed into something else. Why? Because it was foretold in that period of time. See, one of the things we have to understand about Piscean age is that that was an age of followers. Okay? So people followed the course that was laid before it. Now, when you really get down to it, the age of Pisces had the value of a fish. Now, what was the Pisces sign? It was two fish going in a circle. But these fish were going in a circle because they were connected. Why were they connected? In order to project the Piscean values of money, power, control being replaced. They did not resonate with the values of the new cycle, or a greater cycle, meaning the cycle of the Aquarian age. Those values are based on something different, which we'll talk about later. The present world age isn't something that will simply fade away into the sunset of time, and it seems that it's perpetual, and it lingers somewhere. And the best part about that is that we don't have to understand where it lingers. Why? Because it's consistent. Pisces was the ruler of constellations in the eastern pre-dawn day in the sky. But the effects and the influences have still lingered over. That's how governments came into power. That's how people were able to travel great distances, and do trades with other countries. Because literally, there was a connection. And see, that's why they point to the Pisces sign of the fish constantly going in a circle. That represented the continuum of the same. So when governments came in with a ruthless rule. What was that? When the first traders would go to other countries and they land on shores, a lot of them would put their ware on the shores, what they were willing to trade. And they would go back off from the shores till the local people came out and seen the wares. And even if they took those wares and went back into the villages, then the elders would say, well, where would you get those? And in turn, they would return back to the beaches, and there would be an open communication that was taking place. Now, what was unique about this is that they gave their wares without weapons. Now, keep that in mind, because, see, in that next transition of exploration, gunpowder had came to formation. What does that mean? That means that it was learned to use gunpowder was learned to be used as a tool. Now, and learning to be used as a tool, it wasn't really focused on this destructive process. Why? Because it was the fear of the loud noise that made gunpowder so unique. The fear of the sizzle, that fired flame that looked like it wouldn't go out. You see what I'm saying? So you have to deal with the dynamics of the time when you're looking here. And the reason why is because before it was a weapon, it was just a novelty. Just like the internet. Before the internet became so powerful, it was a novelty of scientists. They'd be able to communicate ideas. And really, it didn't take off because they liked the control that they had over being able to move idealisms around. That's why a lot of the different advances that are taking place in technology, you're not exposed to until they found a way to utilize that advance or improve on it to the degree that they didn't need it no more. So getting back to the Pisces cage, it says the Pisces represented the age of monotheism, one God, spirituality, and the fish. It is characterized by the rise of many religions such as Christianity, Islam, Buddhism. This represented the spiritual nature of the Pisces. Throughout most of the Pisces, the spirit side, for the most part, has the truth hidden behind five senses. Now, what does that mean? That means in order for religion to take a greater position, they had to hide the purpose. Why did they hide the purpose? Because they knew people were already connected. This way, they could keep them connected and actually exercise a certain degree of control. And here's the unique thing about this. They took the spiritual nature of people and they harnessed it in a manner that was similar to their spirituality, but it was not their spirituality. See? And this was seen to be related to the world, not to the innate knowledge of divinity. You understand what I'm saying? It was not through the innate knowledge of divinity. It was actually through the stories that they literally were taken to be able to cultivate this concept of control. The fall of Rome began at this age. As the fall of great cycles of change, the Pisces began to go into chaos. Rome fell and the chaos was rampant, and a great change of power began. It was the birth of the Middle Age. You see, now I'm pointing this out to you because this was a celestial change. And there are certain key factors in a celestial change. And one of the key factors are the equinox, the summer solstice. You see, these were cycles in a system of time that literally you had to have some due diligence about you to even know about. And the sad part about that is that this information has always been available, but we live in a different world. We live in the world of humans. Now, what is a world of humans? The world of humans proliferate whatever it is they want you to follow. Whether it's truth or not, they proliferate it because they can in the stage of the Piscean state, the Pisaic state. Because remember, it's about following and fitting in. See, if you think about all the organizations of this age, it was about following and fitting in and working your way up through that organization. And a lot of people still to this day don't know all of the principles of their organizations, but the reason why they stayed in them was for the camaraderie and to be a part of. What is so unique about this is that we fail to realize that we play a role in that. Because our bodies are a universe, we play a role in this whole celestial process. And what is interesting is that although we may not think we're connected to the whole of timing, the celestial timing, we are. And what's so beautiful about it is that when we move back to the center, meaning that we start to follow and do the things that the universal laws have allowed us to do, we become more open to receive the teachings of that astrological time. Okay? So now I've explained to you what the age of Piscean age and how the Pisces literally stayed connected and they kept that circle and that cycle going. And if you take time to think about it, everything that was established that had to deal with groups of people were about a cycle and keeping that cycle going. Why? Because that was the foundation of the fish. So a lot of times it wasn't about feeding. You know why? Because it was about the cycle. A lot of times we fail to realize we heard it and we heard the stuff. Give a man a fish, he'll eat a meal. Teach him how to fish and he'll eat forever. You see, these are things that keep you in that cycle. And what's so unique about that cycle is that once you fit in, you found yourself in a point of gratitude. And we begin to really understand the change. So although we didn't know how these changes occurred, why didn't we know? Because the secrets were kept away from us. It wasn't a knowledge that it was necessary for us to have. Now, how many of you have studied something, but you can always go to the source of what you studied to find out the answer to your question? But in that era, it could not happen. You see how government controlled, but you could never really find out the rule of thumb? Why? Because it was a secret held in halls that they told you were sacred. And because we were conformists at that time, we just accepted them as being sacred, not knowing in reality that these were being tools being used against us, because now it was about us conforming. And see, that's what's so unique about where we're coming from. All of you can identify with that. Look at the educational system, us conforming. See, it didn't start out bad, but it eventually got that way. And see, here's what's so unique about that. We're beginning to see it. And that plays a role in the transformation to the next stage. Because when we came out of the Piscean stage, we entered the age of Aquarius. Now, one of the things that people fail to realize is that you have no control. Okay, you are just in that time loop. Okay, we have been in a transition from the Piscean stage to the Aquarian age. For the last 50 years, the official beginning, the Aquarian age, started November 11, 2011. 11, 11, 11. Some people have said, has set the date at December 21st. In 2012, but that's neither here nor there, because once I show it again, we come back to that 160 years that literally was the time of where some people will argue one point, others will argue another. But what does it mean, the age of Aquarius? Astrologers maintain that the astrological age is a product of the Earth's slow precessional rotation, and for the last 1,160 years, see, that's that 216 that I was talking about, an average of 26,000-year period of precession. That means that there are 12 zodiac signs that equally have 2,160 years. Therefore, the age of Aquarius follows the age of Pisces. Now, I hope that you're kind of grasping what's going on here, because this is happening regardless. This is time. This is what is going to eventually catch your thought so that you can pursue it, or you're going to see where you fit in. And either way is excellent, because see, now we're beginning to sit back and look at what is happening. So let's go for a minute and say, well, what's happening in the age of Aquarius? Which is actually a very good question. The age of Aquarius is an astrological age are based on the changes in the heavens known as the precessional equinox. This cycle, which lasts roughly 26,000 years, means that the zodiac signs visible at dawn on the first day of spring change about every 2,000 years. See, remember when I told you about that area of flexibility of that 140, 160 years? But the reason why they say about every 2,000 years is because between each transition of time, I mean a stage, there is a period of time. Okay? So, on the first day of spring, every 2,000 years, it is a mile marker, so to speak. Okay, and this marks the transition of going from one sign to another sign. And one of the things that Westernism has failed to realize is to allow us to learn this in our academic institutions. But see, they don't want you to know certain things. And there's a reason for that, too. So now I know I'm moving kind of quick here, and I went over the break somewhat. So, Scotty, do we want to take a break here, or do you want to go ahead and take a break at the 7 o'clock hour?
We always take the break at the top of the hour, Brother Davis.
Okay, excellent. Thank you, brother. Okay, while March equinox occurs in Pisces, some astrologers claim that the age of Pisces is the current age, and they believe that it will remain the approximately another 600 years at the time. But we have spoke about the time of the vernal equinox, which really already passed. So, if that is the case, and, as we said before, that 11-11-11 was the start of the age of Aquarius, then we are actually 50 years into the age of Aquarius. And what is the dawning of the age of Aquarius? Now, that is really, really opening the eyes, okay? We have been in transition from Pisces age to the Aquarian age for the last 50 years. The official beginning, as I said before, was 11-11-11. Some people have set this date aside, and some people have not. We fail to realize that we are living, and catch this very closely, we are living in the age of information. The information age, also known as the computer age, or the digital age, or the new media age, is a period where human history, characterized by the shift in the traditional industries to the Industrial Revolution, brought through industrialization to an economic based on information. And that's where we are. Our economy is based on information. So even jobs, the way we know them in the past, will change. And the reason why they will change is because literally we have outgrown that. Though some of the technologies that you've already seen have advanced far beyond our parents could begin to fathom. And what we have to do is understand that in the conformity of transition, that change is going to allow us to see a lot of things different. What do we see different? Well, take, for instance, what is going on in the world of politics. See, all of these things are starting to come out. Oh, yeah, by the way, today, as Brother Scotty was talking about, they have announced that the U.S. is moving their embassy into areas which have been totally forbidden. I said it differently, but believe me, the religions in that area are highly upset. They are making all kind of concept noises. What is concept noises? This is against, this is blasphemy. This will truly move to a world war. But here's the catch with that. In a world war, at this age, with this technology, we may never live through it. And if that is the case, that would end what would be considered the time of sociological change. The time of astrological change. The time of astrological change means that it would stop. That cannot be. So I do think we're going to go through some rough ones, no matter doubt. Look at the budget just passed. This budget is going to hurt a lot of people. But here's the flip side. It's going to cause quite an uprise. happens in this uprise is going to depend on how much of humanity is going to connect with it. Why do I say that? Because literally, people who are in a position to make change, most of the time, don't see themselves as change makers. But that's what makes the Aquarian Age so unique. You see, in the Aquarian Age, people begin to identify the wrongs. People begin to identify the importance of the world. People begin to see what's been done and what is actually still going on. But all it's going to change. It's going to change because in the Aquarian Age, we no longer are looking to fit in. The concept of the Piscean Age was to try to fit in. Okay? So that was to try to fit. That's what we were doing. But in the Aquarian Age, the concept is be to be. Now that's unique. Why is that unique? Because that means, well, we must take responsibility for our lives so that we can be. And as we be, we don't have to be what somebody else wants us to be. So that's why it's be to be. You see, I've really been expanding myself. What do I mean? I mean, I've been working on my body, physically. I've been working on my mind, mentally. I've been doing the things that I need to do spiritually. I've been growing to understand what's happening to our environment and how we're being attacked. And I begin to put these plans together and how we can be able to move back the balance closer to the universal laws. And this is the purpose that the age of Aquarius is going to move into being. See, a lot of people are going to start receiving messages. But what do I mean by that? I mean, they're going to become more, should I say, spiritually sensitive. They're going to become more humanly connected. They're going to become to realize that although they are one person, they may feel like a lot of other people. And they're going to see their voice adding volume to what is being said when it actually correlates with their opinions. Now, here's what's so unique about this. We're starting to see right now the symbol, disassemblement of man. You look at how many people in the political realm now who are just under investigation for moral acts, and how many people are literally resigning based on moral behavior. You see, all of this plays a role in the disassembling of the past era of conformity. Perfect example is the cryptocurrency. Realize that all of the major establishments established themselves on being able to control money. And now we have a system that's evolving that there's no one person in control. Do you understand how that dynamic is? Do you realize right now we're at a point where we can achieve greatness in reference to how we make decisions right now? And the reason why I say that is because if we take and harness the cryptocurrency technology, right, we can literally build and rebuild our communities the way we want them. If we take the scientific understanding of what is happening to our universe, right, because all the countries in the world have already voiced their opinion, the only people who really stand outside the loop right now is this government. Once again, the microscope is on the frailty of the system. Now, why do I say frailty of the system? Because they want to do it on greed. That's what makes it frail. You see what I'm saying? Listen, gas, coal, electric, these all have a meter on them. That's why they want them. They can't get no money out of you if you go solar. Think about that. If you could take and buy a car that you can go home and plug into an electrical socket that's being fed by solar energy, there Are y'all getting this picture now? And that car can go wherever you want it to take you, and it's no longer polluting the atmosphere. Let's elevate it now. And the reason why I say let's elevate it now is because, do you realize we could have been producing products like that for the last 10 to 15 years? The technology's been there. The only reason why we haven't is because of the greed factor. And what was the greed factor? It was part of the establishment to get you to fit in. I'm hoping y'all are catching all of this tonight, because I'm going to tell you, I'm excited. Why am I excited? I'm excited because I'm putting all of the puzzle together so that you can not only see how we got here, but you can also see how you can break this cycle. You can see yourself clearly outside the realm of things. Because in reality, the only thing that keeps this cycle going is you. When you submit, when you give in, when you allow yourself to want to be a part of the group that is working for those people who want to keep you under control, then you've already submitted yourself to the system of greed. But when you sit back and say, you know what, I'm going to buy a car this year and I'm not going to buy a car that runs on anything other than electric, then you will force the automobile industry to cater to that need. You see, that's what Tesla does. Tesla Motors, they did not change. They didn't go in and say, we're going to make an electric car with a gas power. No. They kept their system based on the transition from the old ways to the new ways. Now, how do you benefit? Well, first of all of these cars that run off of fossil fuel is literally putting something in the atmosphere that your body can only process so much of. Because your body is a part of the universe. If the universe is contaminated, you become contaminated too. So if the universe gets sick, you become sick too. And see, that's happening all around us, although some people don't want you to see it. But let's face it, Fukushima hasn't gone away. That was a mistake, a human mistake. It's taking a toll on our natural environment. Now, here's another thing. There are so many informational transitions going on right now that you might go downstairs and tomorrow morning and put your toast in the toaster, pick up your newspaper, and see there's something, a technology that can eliminate the danger of radiation and water. Can you imagine how transforming that is? See, these are the things that are happening in the age of Aquarius. But you got to understand, these people from the Piscean age, they do not want to give up their golden goose. Why do you think they passed the budget the way they did? That budget is designed to keep 1% in the 1% position. But see, the best part about it is that more and more people are beginning to realize, you know what, I'm not in that 1%. You know, that doesn't benefit me. And if that doesn't benefit me, where's it going to hurt me at? Well, I could tell you where it's going to hurt you at. Because it's going to be, eventually, in the next 6 to 8 months, it's going to be prevalent. Do you think they're cutting off all of these your services is not going to have an effect? Anybody that's on receives medication through a program will have to come up with the resources for that medication, or they're going to have to change their life. Now, I say that because that means that they have now, if they prepare themselves now, there's a chance that they can develop themselves into a lifestyle that will force all of these negative things, who will take the power away from happening to them. Why does it take the power away? Do you realize when you go out here every day, you make decisions that if they're based on the system and the system's propaganda, they're not in your best interest. You know, we're talking fast food joints, and we're talking eating food that you don't know what's in it. We're talking eating food because it tastes and not know what's in it. We're talking about eating fake food and not knowing it's fake. We're looking at major companies out here that have been designed to be the evil that you've always feared. And guess what? You don't even see the evil in it. Why? Because of the propaganda process. Believe me, we are in a very, very, very good time. Because we living the aspect of transitioning from one astrological period to another astrological period, we will be the seeds for the growth in the next period. You see, that's why you see things like the Wall Street Movement, Black Lives, all these groups coming out, because they have a voice, and now they want us to put it out there. Although the system does not want to accept it, because they're going to fight it. Didn't I tell you that? They're going to fight it, but they're making a difference. I had said when Colin Kaepernick first made his statement, this is going to be a game changer. People were saying, well, why are you saying that? Man, this will be going on in 2 or 3 weeks. I said, no, it won't. You know why? Because it's on a world stage. Literally, one man used his position to present the world with a problem they wanted to keep under the rug. Now, everybody is starting to realize this ain't just one problem. We got a problem with housing. We got a problem with poverty. We got a problem with the prison industrial complex. We got a drug problem. Oh, yeah, by the way, they want you to think it's opioids. It's not opioids, y'all. Heroin comes from poppy. Poppy comes from Afghanistan. Afghanistan's poppy fields are guarded by American soldiers. Did I break that down for you enough? Because in reality, our voices are what's going to make the difference. The change. You see, when they dropped cocaine in South Central L.A., they dropped cocaine in South Central L.A. with a formula that devastated the black family and black communities in general. Do you think that these young men, who this was just being laid in their lap, knew how to rock it up? No. They had to be taught that. That's because it made it more effective. They knew exactly what they were doing. And here now, you have to understand the cycle. You see, it wasn't enough for them to make money by literally putting people in slavery of narcotics. That wasn't enough. Now, since they wasn't making enough money, they're putting their own people in slavery. But now they're calling it something different. So it has a gentle effect. Listen, it is still the same. But every time it affects them more so than us, they got a nice cushiony concept for it. Well, then they ain't even falling for it no more. Literally, if you listen to the chatter, it's like, you know what? We're the victims here. Well, this shouldn't be happening to us. But what was their voice when it was happening to in the inner cities? When it was tearing down those communities? You know what they were saying? Oh, but if they're breaking the law, they need to go to jail. Here's the truth. Out of the 100% of drugs that come to America, 80% of them are done by white people. Out of the people that go to jail, 80% of them are black people. Are y'all starting to get this dynamic yet? This is going to welcome the change. Because I'm going to tell you something. Even families, the way we have known them to be, have been irreparably affected by this Hasidic age, the thinking of the Hasidic age. So all of these here are old tools. We can't take old tools into a new era. That's why we have to move back to the universal laws. Because the universal laws tell us that the atmosphere is air, and it's free. Water is the elixir of life that the body needs, and it's free. In the old age, they want you to pay for water. Why? Because it was another way of putting a meter on your need. Wake up, y'all. Because guess what? This will not be an easy transition, but it will happen. And the reason why it will happen is because now people are starting to see themselves as being able. And understand what being able is, see. When these cuts hit, there's going to be a lot of people that's hurt. Matter of fact, those people who don't prepare themselves now, who may be needing a certain degree of medicine, but when they're going through a program, the medicine's $30. Outside the program, the medicine's $500. Are y'all getting this dynamic here? So literally, their habits of following a system that was based on their destruction is killing them. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. I'm hoping y'all by your phones, because I haven't really gotten into the gut. Why haven't I gotten into the gut? Because there's a great transformation going on in the finance. We can make money off a little bit of money. We can make a lot of money only because we're collaborating where we didn't before. And we're using something that's not controlled by one person or one government. And all these coins that are coming in here, they all come with a certain degree of substance or what's called buyback. They can buy back their coins. So if they can do that, that means their coin can grow. Are y'all really grasping this? This is Russ Davis on the Wise Wednesday. We're going to come up on a break, y'all. Now, if you've had your pencils and pieces of paper by your side, right now you should understand we're in this astrological age. You should understand we're in a transformation of that age. What you don't understand is what I'm about to take you next. The human effect of the transformation. Because the human effect is where you're going to be able to grow with a greater vision to be able to take more control and relinquish these organizations that think they have power over you. And they don't. What they have over you was your submission. That's right. If you didn't submit to it, they couldn't do it. And here's the catch. They're not trying to tell you that you can. They're trying to eliminate your ability to filter your way out. Do you realize how many holistic doctors have died over the last year? Why? Because if you don't have them, they think, and this is what their thinking is, if you don't have them, you have to come to us. If you don't have them for natural resources, you have to come to us for the synthetic ones. So you have to pay the meter. They want you on the meter. We ain't staying on the meter. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Ones. We come up on a break. Listen, y'all. We have turned a corner that many of us have not even begun to realize yet. But we're going to show it to you after this break.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, we are back. We are back now. To give you a little bit of I'm giving you so much so quickly. I'm trying to slow this down a little bit, okay? The reason being is because we are in a subdivision of the geological time scale that is no longer than the age but shorter than the period. Now, what does that mean? That means the Passaic period was no longer than the 2160, but it's short. The time that was left in it is shorter than what is time to come. So what do I mean? I mean, we come out of the Passaic age, but going into the Aquarian age, that first 50 years is a window called the geochronological SEP. EPOCH. And it's a subdivide of the geological time scale. Now, the current ELP is the Hellene of the quadrant period. Now, that just means that it's like a penny to a dollar. Okay? And the reason why I'm trying to break it down to you like that is so you don't put a lot of time into those things, unless you choose to, that you got in the words, it's going to help you move in that direction, okay? Who said the age of information was actually a choice of ignorance? Because literally, most of the technology nowadays has stumbled across. That's why they say it's a choice of ignorance, because although it is hyped and active and they've learned to use it, most of the greatest inventions of the world were stumbled across. Take, for instance, something as simple as a potato chip. The potato chip didn't start out to be a potato chip. It was actually stumbled across and trying to make something else, but it caught on so well that the person stopped pursuing, which is a black man, by the way, stopped pursuing it, and then he was literally selling it. And now, as time evolved, they didn't even want to tell you that he was a person of color. But this is the way of the time during the Pacific Age. They don't.
Okay, looks like we lost Brother Davis. Let me see. Hopefully he'll realize that he is not online anymore, and he'll give us a call. Let me see if I can capture his number. I'm not sure of his telephone number, so stay tuned. We'll be right back as soon as I get Brother Davis back on air. Give me just a second.
Free like birds and trees, free like open seas, free like the change of seasons. And that is the reason we need to stop killing American soldiers without a reason. Freestyle, fighting a war for money, control, and America's own treason. Disloyal to our own, but we go to other nations and we make their houses our homes. What about our homes? What about our houses? In this war that ain't about you, ain't about me, and damn sure ain't about America's civil liberties. Cause we got Americans dying behind gunfights, crooked cops, babies crying, presidents lying, black men a statistic, AIDS, and this shit is quite twisted. The streets sweep, babies missing, and mama's wishing they daddies was there, and it makes me wanna holler cause it seems like we no longer care. Freestyle, free life, freeing the street soldiers from this war in progress, cause it's on the street too, and it too is about greed and power. We need the government to wake up and take a truth shower. We need us to get us free, cause they don't know what's best. Probably ain't never seen 7-year-old little boys wearing bulletproof vests to protect their chest, cause ghetto children run free, and they run free through free bullets that's ready to rip through chest. Free bullets ready to lay to rest anyone in their way. See, free bullets run free through playgrounds, and ghetto children run free all day. Freestyle, let me wait to see the day.
Anytime that you're getting something that's edifying you, especially here on Black Talk Radio, some of this stuff happens. So don't think this is by chance. No, some of this stuff is literally because they don't want you to know it. No other channels are talking this. No other channels are preparing you the way we're preparing you. So don't get discouraged because of that sort of thing happens. Because guess what? They don't know. They don't really want you to go where I want to take you. They don't want you to know the power that you have and how it's going to be able to be enhanced in this new era, the era of the age of Aquarius. You see, a lot of times we fail to realize that because we don't operate in that level of control that we have, because we don't want to identify it, and it happens. If you look at the last era, that was a perfect example. How many people were going to the government to give them things that literally they felt that they were entitled to, but in reality, had they some control of those things, they wouldn't have been so dependent on the government. This is what's going to happen in the era, age of Aquarius. We're going to take control. We want to move back closer to the balance of life. Why? Because we want the world to go on. And we're not just talking talking about as individuals, as humans, we want to see life exist as we once knew it. We don't want extinction of animals. We don't want extinction of seeds, of plants. These things add to the diversity of what is called the universe. And as we move there, you've already heard when the United States came out of the agreement about smog and that sort of thing. Literally, that had a very reputable effect. Why? Because now, when the United States steps out, they're hoping that other countries step out. They're hoping that because of the industrial age, that China will step out. They're hoping that because of the industrial age, India will step out. These are large, large countries full of people. And now, here's what's so unique about it. They're no different from us. They have the same problems. They might be a slightly different because of where the land is, but their issues are our issues. And here's what's going to be so unique about the age of Aquarius. We are not going to let corporations control the information. We are disseminating the information so fast right now, they want to control the internet. Why? Because they don't want the whole world to know everything. That takes the cloak away. That takes the deception out. So if the deception is taken out, they're totally exposed. How many of you people have heard me say the other day, yesterday when I talked, do you realize, and this is serious, Hungary is kicking the Rothschilds, the most prominent financial family in the history of deception. They're kicking them out of Hungary. They said, you got to go. They said, well, what about the land? They said, well, you can't take it with you. So what did I tell you? Change is in the pipeline right now. And one of the unique things about that is that those changes are happening in countries all over the world, and it's happening here. You see all these people that now, that I said earlier, they're being judged by past behavior dealing with the sexual harassment of women and of men. But you see, everybody who's given up their position, none of them has had the history of the President of the United States, and he is being on videotape. His arrogance is on videotape. So see, as people begin to wake up and they begin to realize, you know what, I'm not going to destroy this. I want this for my children. Then they're going to see that they have the same values as many others. And they're going to realize, you know what, this government has failed us. And as this government has failed us, those people who are in the armed service is going to begin to realize, you know what, I can understand that. I went home, I could see their point of view. That's why the government now, they're literally trying to make these new military people say that they will fight the civilians here in the country if they're called upon. This is a question that they're answering. Never before, before the last maybe 5 to 10 years, have they ever asked a question like that. You know why? Because the system was designed for armies to fight foreigners on foreign soil. But in reality, that has all changed. Why? Because the upper 1% want to control the world. Remember the New World Order? That has all changed. Why? Because there's a portion of the world that does not want to exist under that kind of tyranny. Will they? Absolutely not, as long as the people decide to put their own shoes on. You got to put your own shoes on. So what does that mean? That means if you got a bad habit that literally on the long range is going to affect your health, it's up to you to get that habit out, because if you don't, it's going to cut your life short. You become less of a tool for the human race, and you become more of a victim of the race of syntheticism. And that's what it is. It's going to be a race of syntheticism. Why? Because they're making robots written for now look human. Pretty soon, if you don't have blood in your body, you won't be able to transport from country to country or state to state. Why? Because you're not human. You serve a purpose. A lot of people think that when they hear stuff, oh, that ain't never going to happen. Oh, yes, it is. This so-called transhumanism, they think that literally this is going to be the way. No, it's not. You know why it's not going to be the way? Because what is their source to sustain it after the people who created it gone? They're going to try, but guess what? It's going to die off like any other civilization's creation. What will last is humanity, if humanity is willing to do the work. If we are willing to be. You see how this call comes back, the cycle keeps coming around? Be to be. We take control of our lives. We start reading the labels and we don't buy the food that we know is destructive. And guess what? It will disappear. When you decide that you want to buy a car, demand that they make an electric car within your budget. And when they do, the cars will cost energetic fuels to disappear. We take the power of the energy companies and give it back to the individuals. You know why? Because when you put up solar panels, you're going to need somebody to put them up. You're going to need to maintain it from time to time. See, the concept of life is going to be so much different because now we become part of it all and not living in the confines of it all. You see, as things develop, it's not going to be overnight. We're still going to live in a system that has a transportation system. We're just going to transform the transportation. We're still going to live in a system that has a sewage system. We just want to transform the sewage so that the sewage can be a positive byproduct and a negative byproduct. There's going to be a lot of systems that are attacked immediately right away. You know why? Because then they're going to start looking, well, where does disease come from? Disease comes from food. What kind of foods? Then that targets the market. Well, let's look at the meat market. Oh, wow, there's a lot of germs, there's a lot of worms, there's a lot of bacteria. All of these things contribute to the deterioration of the human body. Not immediately, but over a period of time. So as we begin to develop our knowledge base, we're going to start moving away from those things that cut back our ability to live longer. And those people who want to maintain those habits and do that have already considered what the result is going to be because it's going to be in front of their face all the time. Why? Because you think that these bugs and worms that are in food are going to just go away? No, they're not. Some of this stuff is created, but it's created based on what's in the system. If that is no longer in the system, then they too will disappear. You see, we are in a position right now to move humanity back to balance, back into balance. Am I saying to you that people will no longer die? No, that's not what I'm saying. But I am saying that this body, that body that you're sitting in right now and you're listening and you're talking out of, that is designed to last 100 plus years. And if you don't believe it, look at how many people are over 100 now compared to the amount of people that you heard of was over 100 20 years ago. You see, the body's designed to get where you can take it. But if you have bad habits, it's going to take it the wrong way. It's not going to get there. That's simple. And guess what? The system that knows that now, do you think for 1 minute that cancer, the industry, not the disease, let me repeat that, cancer, the industry, not the disease, wants to fade away? And guess what? When you start doing things that eliminate the problematic process, to getting cancer, literally you cut back on the need for the industry. If the industry's not going to make any money, guess what? It too will go away. Our educational systems will focus on what it is that we seek, and it will educate to meet the need of what we seek. Now, there's always going to be special interest groups, but you know what? Even those special interest groups will no longer be based on the need for greed. You see, greed was only needed during the Piscean era so that a certain control could be established. That's why they never taught you how money worked. Isn't that interesting? Think about that for a minute. They never taught you how money worked, but every victim, everybody was victim of the financial system to some degree at one time or another. But if you were in the first grade and they taught you that, listen, if you do well this week, you will get a quarter. And if you spend 20 cents out of that quarter but saved a nickel, next week you would have saved 5 cents towards your 25 cents. So instead of having 25 cents, you'll have 30 cents. If you spend 20 cents of that and carry that other 10 cents over, then next week you'll carry 15 cents. You see what I'm saying? Are you understanding the dynamics of what could have been done and why it wasn't and what we can do now? Because I'm going to tell you something. We're living in an era in which we're going to have to save. We're going to have to save the animals. We're going to have to save the insects because we've done so much to their destruction. Listen, when we harvested honey, I'm quite sure you've heard me say that, we have harvested honey on our farm. And when I held a jar of that honey in my hand, and I looked at the bees who are working with me, I want to save them bees now. I don't want to save them bees because I can make money off this honey. I want to save them bees because they're part of a greater process that can produce something as natural as honey and take the ability for those people to, like a syringe, inject death into our life with white sugar. You don't have to put sugar in your tea. Use some honey. You don't have to put sugar in your coffee. Use some honey. You see what I'm saying? There is always a balance, but we got to get back to it because we have been so seduced by the convenience thereof. Going to the grocery store. I didn't really think about this, but we have been so victimized by convenience, so victimized by our controlled state, that we are not making decisions for our best interest, and we can do that. My whole thing, it's not about me. Let me be very clear. Everything that I do, it's not about me. Not no more. Because I'm a benefit. I'm a benefit by us just doing the right thing. Perfect example is the farm. I'm a benefit. And guess what? When we do some hard times and we have access there and we don't have plan for what we have or we just want to get the product out the ground so we can prepare, that becomes a benefit to others. And freely will give because there is a law involved in the process. If you give as you be given unto you. And guess what? It will return in a greater portion. So, we are in a perfect position to change our lives. And start where you are. Start in your shoes. Look at your life. Look what you can do. Because I'm going to tell you, it gets better. Oh, how much better it gets. Do you realize in the Aquarian age, you will become so spiritually connected with the universe that you will get messages and have skill sets or talents that come out of your DNA that you never knew were there. This ain't talk. This is research. I'm telling you that you never knew were there. I mean, let's face it. There are things that we cannot begin to imagine that are depths that we can travel to through meditation, and we never do it. And those who traveled to it were literally handcuffed because when they try to tell people, they'd never believe them. Oh, you can't do that. But what if you could literally go into a meditative state and sit down and have a conversation with your great-grandfather and literally come out of that state with the will to have the knowledge of what you were told. None of this is beyond the realm of possibility. You know, we have to do the work on ourselves because this is how the system works. when your examples are watching you and you're doing the things to make you better, you're teaching your examples to do the things that make them better, okay? So say you don't like what's going on in the school and you get to meeting and say, you know what, I'm looking around at other parents here and, you know, you don't like it and I don't like it. So I tell you what, let's organize ourselves so that we can literally come back and vote these people out and control our tax dollars the way we want to. Do you think you're going to change my age? Because that's when one steps out to be. Why? Because they don't like what it is. The reason why we couldn't do this before is because the system was keeping us in a locked stage of mind. What is a locked stage of mind to be a part of? You know, I seen an interview on TV with a policeman, and the policeman literally was, he was caught with hand in the cookie jar. And, he was being interviewed because, you know, he's naturally told on everybody, and it all came to fruition that this was going on. They're very common. And they said, well, let me ask you this. How did you get involved? He said, well, I started out as a rookie. I had the best intentions of the world, but everybody else was doing it. Y'all starting to get this picture. And people were conforming, so I just conformed. They needed the greed, so I chose the greed. Understand how I said that. They thought they needed the greed, so they chose the greed. We don't have to. I can share my sunlight with anybody. And guess what? I don't have to like you to share my sunlight with you. Because guess what? If you happen to have a farm or something and you're growing, it's going to benefit my community. So hopefully we can walk up past each other one day and say, you know what? I got some nitrates in my soil. I don't know where they came from. And you might look and say, you know what? I do too, but this is what I did. You see what I'm saying? We have to find our way back to being human again. And the best way to do that is to start talking. That's one of the reasons why I always say these cell phones literally victimize us. They victimize us behind the fact that they keep us separated. You know, you've heard me say about the number of people who got into a bus or whatever, and you look on everybody sitting there with their head down. Literally, what are they doing with their head down? The sad part about it is that a lot of times they fail to realize that when their head is down, they're not focusing on communicating with that person beside them. But I remember times when that person beside you might have built a relationship based on not knowing them, but conversing with them. So we going to return to all of that, because we have to return to all of that. We don't have a choice. If we stay where we are doomed. Let me be very clear about this. If we stay where we are doomed. See, that's why I want to point out things like this new, the cryptocurrency, perfect example. This money literally is going to change the world. Why? Because no one person has total control over it. And another thing is because now they can't control who could be in the millionaires or not. So even the people who have money to take, oh, we ain't got nothing to worry about. They're even trying to get in on the game. You know why they're trying to get in on the game? Because they know this is transforming. Let me be a part of this before it passes me by. And it will. For those people who are not doing anything, get involved. You don't take too much. Get involved, because I'm going to tell you, when you look up in a year, you might be doing the same thing that those people who first seen the Bitcoin in 2009 and were selling for a penny a coin. Oh, and then they ain't going nowhere. Now just think, if they would have just dropped $1, they'd have had 100 Bitcoins. And today, they would be millionaires for $1. So we have to understand the dynamics that are working here. And the reason why is because this is going to proliferate us as a human race. And I'm pointing it out as a human race because guess what? We still got to deal with our own evils. We're coming out of an era where they taught us that separation is good. And some people are not going to want to let go of that concept. Separation is good. Some people are going to want to carry their hate with them. And the sad part about it is that as they do, they're going to find their numbers get smaller and smaller and smaller. Because the masses' numbers are going to grow larger and larger and larger. And as they be growing larger and larger, then the whole system begins a transformation again. Because we're going to go from the information age to targeting the information to give a better quality of life. And how do you do that? You get away from the tyranny. And those people who think, oh, I got the money, I got, well, guess what? All they're going to have is money. They ain't going to be around, want to be around people. You know why? Because they're going to think they're better. And that'll die off too. This is just the nature of the times in which we live. Welcome to the age of Aquarius. Perfect example, look at women's liberation today. You realize there are more men that are now being blacklisted and blackballed based on their past behaviors than at any time in history. Men of power are leaving major institutions that were built on their obligation to be a part of. All of this is going to start breaking down. So what we need to do now is to start looking in our own communities, see who fits our interests, see who's going to speak up in reference to our cause, and that's where we go ahead and we focus if we want to keep this sort of government intact. Because I'm going to tell you something, you can't kill everybody. So don't think that you can, because you got some method that you think we need to snip that, and it's not going to work. All you're doing is feeding a bleed. What is feeding a bleed? That means that when you see the blood slow up, you cut yourself again so you can bleed some more. We ain't got time for that. We want to heal. We want our brothers and sisters out of prison. We don't want to worry about a person being stopped for a traffic ticket that just might end their life. We want to have a community that we can literally look at each other and want the best for that person. This will move us to where we're going. That's why cryptocurrency, these crowdfunding campaigns, I'm all for it. I see one for the dental industry. They got a dent coin. These are dentists. So we can do this with everything. Let's do it for education. Let's do it for water. Let's do it for sustaining properties. Because, you know, these governments, now you see Trump just put a lockdown on all the national parks. Really. He wants to give that land to the industry that is supplying the very thing that's killing us. What is that? The byproducts of the blood of the earth. That's what oil is. Oil is the blood that maintains the earth, and it runs all through the earth. So they want to take it and convert it to a fuel, and then when the fuel burns, that runoff continually attacks our atmosphere. Are y'all getting this dynamic here? Because, see, this is where we must operate to change. And when we do, then all of a sudden, it might take 10 years, but all of a sudden, you're starting to breathe easier. All of a sudden, there's not as much respiratory diseases to the point where one day we can even live etheric. What does that mean? That means we can live off the atmosphere. Anybody ever hear of a breatharian? That's a group of people that live at high levels where the atmosphere is so healthy that all they have to do is learn the process of breathing in a comfortable manner. Don't take my word for it. Look it up. Breatharians. We're going through some major changes, but we can do some things that's going to not only enhance the quality of life that we're going to have, but it can literally transform us as a people. This is Brother Davis. We're coming up on the last segment, y'all. I hope that you have some questions. Give me some calls here. Let's put some monologue out here instead of a dialogue. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday, and please keep Black Talk Radio in mind when you make your contributions this year, because we are going to make a difference. Be right back.
You are
tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Well, I hope you buy your telephones. I hope you're going to give me a call. There's so much I really want to talk to you about. Things like, what was the last age? The last age was Capricorn. All right? And what was that Capricorn age? It's not important, but I want you to understand that we go through ages according to the astrological signs, and each one of these here ages are 2,000 to 2,160 years, depending on who you talk to. But let me say this here, that the Pisces age was the age of deception, okay? And the deception was taking place in every arena, because literally they didn't want you to know anything. And the reason why they didn't want you to know anything was because they only wanted you to do was conform. And every establishment pushed that. They pushed that. Oh yeah, sometimes you felt like you was doing it because you chose to, but no, you weren't. That was by design. But the Aquarian age, that begins the human age. That begins the age of information. So we're going to be moving back. Whether you want to or not is up to you. But we're going to be moving back to the universal laws, bringing balance to the universe, because that balance to the universe will assure that it will be here for my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren. And the best part about it is that they may not know about this era in which we live in. Unless that becomes part of the family story, because guess what? There will come a time when people will hear the term slave and won't even identify what a slave is. And could be living a life that literally it makes them a slave to the ecology of the world, or a slave to the need of vegetables or farms. See what I'm saying? They'll be a slave to their occupation. It will give them a full life. They won't see it as we saw it, because that's the way we were taught. I mean, just to think, at my age, I'm starting to jog. You hear me? I'm telling you, there's things that you can do where you are. And I'm going to tell you, some days it beats the crap out of me, and other days I feel so fantastic. I wake up and look at my wife, and I feel good. It's like I was Jane Brown. I feel good today. And say, I'm changing my behavior patterns because I want to move to a place where when my wife sees me, that she sees what's going on in me. Because I want her to be able to say, you know what? I watched this happen, and I like it. Everybody is not going to make it through this, because some people just want to hold on to the old ways. They like what it is they like, whatever that habit is. If they don't see it as a bad habit, it's their habit. And guess what? They can't blame nobody, because they have the knowledge of knowing that sooner or later this may be a problem to you. But, well, you know, they say, you know, you've heard it before. Well, you got to die of something. Well, you don't have to die of something. Then you have to die according to time and last. But you don't have to die of something. See, death is actually part of the process when you live the full life. But in reality, you can do things to expand that life if you really want to do something different. And it's only going to be different in the beginning, because once it becomes part of your lifestyle, you'll see it in your offspring. And you'll sit back and you'll say, that's good. That's good. I'm the type of person I want to be able to run and jump with my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. I want to be able to take them fishing. I want to be able to tell them about experiences of my past. I want to be able to let them know that I made mistakes, and if you see this mistake as we talk about it, you will make that mistake. I want them to see that there's certain things that you don't, not designed to eat. And if you eat these things, although it may not have the immediate effect, it's going to affect you in the long run. And when it affects you, it's never a good time. There's a I don't know if those people have seen it, but there's a video on Facebook right now with a sister who had open heart surgery 2 years ago. And she tells you, she's in the hospital now. She's telling you from the hospital bed, I need to make changes in my life that I didn't want to make. I was eating foods I didn't have to eat because I wasn't doing the things I should have been doing now. But you know what? She knows. She said, I'm making this video so I could show people that they don't have to do that. They don't have to be like me. And I thought that was a powerful, powerful video. She said, I ate the wrong things. I went to wrong places. I put on weight and I thought, I don't need to exercise. Now I have to deal with all of this here bad decisions. And a lot of times she said, you know, I wish I knew then what I know now. But we got a chance to make sure that the decisions we make now are transforming for our tomorrows. We don't have to victimize ourselves from a system that you know is dying off. You know it's dying off. I'm going to tell you something. Even the presidency, the way we know it in the past, will not be the same way in the future. You know why? Because now everybody knows these two political parties are working in cahoots. They don't serve our purpose. They serve corporations. So do you think, for 1 minute, that somebody's not saying right now, you know, we need to organize and we need a five-party system, not a two-party system. We need a system that's going to reflect the environment, a system that's going to reflect the mentality, the system that's going to reflect the physical quality of life, the system that's going to reflect the inventions that are going to help us produce all of these things so that everybody can have a college life. A system that's going to say, listen, we don't want to buy you to buy a house, but if you want to live in a certain area, we're going to construct a house for you that will help you conform to whatever the causes are for you to have a good quality of life. We have grocery stores that literally have groceries that if you're not greedy today, you can go in and get yourself what you need for a meal and go home. And we'll take it out of your costs in minimal ways so that you can feel least effect. It's going to reach a point where you don't have a doctor. You have a holistician. And the holistician you'll go to will say, you know, I felt a pressure on my chest, and for some reason, as it happens in the morning when I wake up, and the holistician's going to say, you know what, maybe you're eating something that's too full of acid and it's attacking your respiratory system. So let's try this. Let's move you into a diet that would allow your respiratory system to be fed by what you eat. And that way, the ingredients of what you eat can literally bolster your respiratory system and see if we can't eliminate this problem.
It won't happen overnight.
It will not happen overnight, but it will happen. And here's what's so unique about that. We all begin to eat the medicine we need. That's a powerful statement. We all begin to eat the medicine we need, and it'll grow all around us, literally. It's not going to be somebody coming around that you got to go past a cash register to. You know what they're going to do? They're going to sit there, and you're going to say, you know what, this is my personal skill set, and this is what I can offer you, and this is what I need today, and you do business like this. You know why? Because we take the greed factor out. Why is cryptocurrency so important? Because that way we can build our own institutions. You want a school that specializes in science and math? Build it in your community. You have special teachers you want to get them in there and pay them what their worth is. You see, we have a chance to transform the way we live into the way we want to live. There's going to be a lot of people saying, well, you know, I don't want to live around those people. And there's going to be a lot of those people that say, I don't want to live around them. It's okay, because guess what? The community that you put together can be designed for you. But if they spill over, what does it mean? If your need for what's in your community is going to require you to come to our community, then guess what? That's a spillover. So instead of you cut out on this far, let's see if we can't find a way so that we can get that product that you're coming over here for right in your community. And before you know it, we're building. We're going beyond the concept of separation. And the reason why we have to go beyond the concept of separation, we are not going to do this without each other. Let me repeat that. We are not going to be able to accomplish this without each other. But as we do this, and as you begin to see how the fruit of your decisions, the fruit of your labors, the fruit of your loins come back to you in multiplication, then you begin to realize just how on point you were from the very beginning. And that's what this is about. This is about taking all of these things that are involved. And I'm going to tell you, it's all involved. There's going to be political change. There's going to be social change. There's going to be media change. There's going to be technological change. And all of these changes are going to start focusing on what is the need for the people, what is best for the people. How can we give the people a better quality of life? And this is why I'm saying the political system will never be the same again. This tax law that they just passed, this is designed for the upper 1%. How long do you think it's going to last? Think about that. If the majority of people are being victimized by the taxes that they're paying to other people so that they can make more money?
They're already rich.
They're already rich. It's not going to last. The perfect example of the deception of the Piscean Age is the Federal Reserve. And believe me, that's under attack right now. Oh, they don't want you to know that. Why? Because if they told you, then there are more people to get into the attack. They don't want you to know that. They don't want you to know that more people are saying, you know, hey, there's nothing on TV. Pretty soon that TV's purpose will be entirely different. It will be transforming instead of informing. What is informing? Informing you to do what they want you to do. Transforming is giving you what you need in order to become better at what you want to do. It's a big difference. It's Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday, and I know I'm dropping a lot on y'all. I know it, because we got a lot of work to do. And here's the catch. You can do it from where you are right now. You can do it from where you are, regardless of what you're going through. There is a solution for you. That if you start applying that solution, you can make a difference in not only your lives, but the lives of the loved ones around you. And as you do that, inform them. Talk to them about it. Because, see, that way, when you're informing them and talking to them about it, they begin to use it, too. I've been buying instruments. Organs, pianos, tambourines. Why? Because I want my children to be inclusive. So when we're out on the farm and we're just hanging out, even if we're just messing around singing songs, I want them to be able to pick up something and feel they're a part of it. So I'm giving them the tools now so that as they begin to play with it, they begin to learn it. And as they begin to learn it, we can get more formal about the education they have about it. And it's only an attribute of who that person is. We have to think this way. Because guess what? If they happen to go somewhere and be with some friends and they hanging out and all of a sudden they want to sing and my grandson can play the guitar and he busts the guitar out and starts playing, do you realize what that does to the festivities of it all? These are the purposes of which we're trying to build to achieve. And not just in me. I'm only using me because my family, because I'm speaking from the perspective of where we are to where we want to go. Listen, I hope to meet as many as I can along the way, because the more I meet, the greater opportunity I have to be able to be of a help to you. And guess what? I benefit from that. You know how I benefit from that? I benefit from the fact that we have been able to build a relationship when we didn't know each other at all. You hear Dave talk about it all the time. Yeah, I picked up the phone, I called Brother Davis, and me and Dave have collaborated for a number of years now. And now we've expanded and gone into other directions. And we're bringing that information and those directions to you so you can become a part of it and you can grow where you are in another direction. Because the more we expand, the greater our circumstance becomes. And here's the best caveat. We should look at what we've started wherever we are to see someone else doing it with someone else. That's right. To see someone else doing it with something else. It may even be the same thing. So be it. But where we were and where we're going are two different places. And it ain't going to be easy. And I keep bringing you back to that. that fact that it is not going to be easy, because this system is not going to surrender itself by no means. But it doesn't have the numbers. Be very mindful of that. The upper 1% represents 1%. Do you realize that that means 1% out of every 100? That's what they represent. 1% out of every 100. So that means there's 99 people that they don't represent. So the numbers are in our favor. And I want you to constantly bear in mind there's going to be some rough points, but the numbers bear out the purpose. So all we have to do is start where we stand. Okay? You guys, would you worry about the water in your city? Get together and make sure that your tax dollars are being invested to get you the highest quality of water. And they talk about all the plumbing. If you're using tax dollars, instead of going to water, let's build our infrastructure. Let's get some new piping in here. Let's get whatever we need to get a better quality water. And if they don't listen outside your house, you work in your house first and then expand yourself out in the community. Because guess what? You'll know when you get that glass of water out, you're getting the finest quality of water that you are able to be able to get through your own resources. Because it is the elixir of life. And you cannot live without it. And these are the things that we have to focus on moving forward. I'm going to tell you something, my brothers and sisters. It's going to be a grand time one day. We're going to have a lot to talk about, a lot to smile about. We're going to enjoy the comfort of people we thought we would never have met. But you know why? It's in different directions along the same path. And that's the best part about it. I'm not trying to design your path. I'm not even trying to point you in a direction. What I'm trying to do is let you know, with a few changes, if we move back to the natural order of things, restoration will be the result. And that's what we're looking for. We want to restore our people. We want to restore our families. We want to restore our communities. We want to restore our quality of life. We want to restore our quality of health. We want to restore the quality of water. We want to restore for everybody. Because everybody is entitled to a great quality of life. Not just a good quality, a great quality of life. But that's not a given. You have to do some things to make that happen. And this is why Wise Wednesday is always a blessing to me. It's always been a blessing to my wife. Because we learn, as well as our due diligence, we learn and converse back and forth about a lot. She'll find something out. Well, baby, look, this is what I heard. I ran across this, so I thought I'd do that. And this is what I found out. This is the process that we want to develop, so that we can move together as a humanity. Not just a human, not just a group, but as a humanity. Because that was the original purpose. We are the caretakers of this earth, and we have failed it for a long time. But I believe, and some people are saying we're teetering, but I believe we could save this. I believe if we begin to wake up and move in the right direction, all of those people who were saying what couldn't happen, we can make it happen. There's going to be naysayers and everything. Don't worry about it. But they will jump on the bandwagon when it goes by. This is Brother Davis and Sister Davis on a Wise Wednesday. I know you didn't hear it. She's in the background in case you didn't. And I'm going to tell you, this is an act of love. I enjoy coming into your, giving me the opportunity to come into your lives, give you a little bit of something that is going to help move us to a greater purpose, one, and two, to help us be the examples we need to be for the change to come. We ask once again, please support Black Talk Radio, because this is how we get the message out. This is the tool that we need to transform into a telecommunication system so we can get this out to the world. And believe me, you're going to hear me say that a lot. Because guess what? I've seen people in my time who had an idea, and that idea blossomed a far greater than they anticipated. And I think Scotty was a visionary in this. So if his vision blows up bigger because of your participation, then all I can say is a job well done. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. Once again, Scotty, the show is over, and it's over to you, my brother.
All right. Thank you, Brother Davis. And we are... I don't know what happened to Brother Dave, so let's just cover him with protective energy. I didn't hear back from him. That's not like him, y'all know, to miss his program. So we're just going to believe that he's okay, and he's just got caught up in some business. With that said, we got New Abolitionist Radio coming up at the top of the hour. And if we have Brother Braggs on the board, can he please chime us out?
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.